Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives from artists, producers, engineers, and other individuals in the music industry. In each episode, we touch on not only what has helped the person succeed, but we also touch on what has shaped them into the person that they are today. I hope you're able to gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you on your own journey to success as well. Let's get into it. Welcome everyone to episode 189 here in the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today I welcomed another part 2 episode guest. His name is Les B. He joined me back a couple years ago on episode 115. He's a singer-songwriter from the Dallas area. Me and him have kept in touch over the last few years, just seeing the different songs he's released. We had another great discussion today. Primarily, we talked about being able to be independent as an artist and the different flexibility that you have and the freedom that you have to kind of move your journey in whichever way you'd like. And for Leslie, this looks for him like being able to continue to work at his job, be able to use that money to fund his life, but also what he does in music. We talked about, you know, being able to not just completely set aside everything for your dream, being able to take care of your responsibilities and whatever that means for you. Obviously, everybody's journey and everybody's path is different, which is something to keep in mind and really listen to, especially those first few minutes of the episode, what we were talking about there. We also talked about his songs called Redemption Story and All I Want, both of which came out in 2023. He also discussed another single that dropped at the end of December that you'll hear the story behind that. So definitely be on the lookout for what he has already released and what he'll be releasing in 2024. He's going to be doing live shows, potentially relocating cities, all kinds of great stuff planned for him. Always a great time talking to Leslie, and I hope you guys enjoy this one as always. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, welcome everyone to episode 189 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. Today's guest is returning from a couple years ago on episode 115 from the Dallas area. Incredible singer-songwriter. Always happy to chat with this guy. Les B is here. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you taking the time out to have me on your podcast yet again. I don't get to talk music very often, so this is a treat for sure.
Definitely appreciate it, man. And like I said, thanks for coming back on. And, you know, for those that might not have heard that first episode a couple years ago, you know, just give another brief introduction for those that might not know you and what you do.
Yeah. So I am Les B, not to be confused with lesbian or lesbianist. I've heard that all my life. But yeah, Les B, indie artist, super regular guy. I work a 9-to-5, but I do music as my hobby, as my passion. And while it's just a hobby and a passion, it's still something I take serious. Mm-hmm. And I want it to sound good. I want it to look good as far as a cover art is concerned. So this is what got me here.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, man. And I'm glad to have you back on. Like I said, I know that was definitely a big point of discussion in our first episode was talking about, you know, the different routes that you can go doing music, especially when you're independent. And a lot of people think that they have to put all their chips on just doing music, or they put everything out there, they quit their job, they do all these things, and then if it doesn't work out, then they get fed up and they quit music. But it's like, I always respected what you do, where it's like you still have a job, you're using that to fund what you're doing musically, and then you still make time to do everything creatively. And I think that was a great episode to kind of show people like the different options that you have, because not everybody's path is the same, you know what I mean? And for you, I think you found what works. And, you know, has that still been the case the last couple of years? Has it still been just kind of elevating what you're doing creatively and then balancing that with your normal day-to-day life? Like, has it been the same, or has there been any challenges the last couple of years? Like, how has it been since the last time we talked?
Well, I think the beauty about my setup is that I learned a very long time ago that if you want to be an artist of any kind, unless you just completely blow up, you're going to have something else to fund your lifestyle. Mm. And as much as I love music and as much as I love the process of writing a song and releasing it and the anticipation of, you know, how people will take it and receive it, I also understand that I'm not eating. I can't eat off of my music.
Yeah.
Now, as far as access to the studio and the setup that I have with my producer, we're like brothers. And I think we talked on this in the last podcast as well. So I always have access to the stew. I always have him in my corner. So I could literally release music all the time if I wanted to. And I'm grateful for that. I'm not gloating by any means. I'm just super grateful that I have that opportunity. But I think that it's important for anybody who has a dream or who has an art form to hone in on those skills as much as you can, but be realistic. You got to be realistic out here. You know, like, you obviously, you have potential to get signed. Somebody can notice you, whatever the case may be. But if you don't work, you don't eat. And so that's my whole mindset.
Yeah. And I think another big thing, too, is, like, the lack of patience that people have, too, where they just are, they're so quick to want to give everything up just to chase the dream, you know what I mean? But it's like, to get the dream is really to do it as long as possible, you know, especially if you love it. So it's like, what better way to do that than to take your time, you know, have a part-time job or a full-time job, whatever you can make work in your life, and then be able to do that when you have free time. And another thing is, like, people don't really commit to it, you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta squeeze the hours out of the day that you have to commit to your craft. It's like, you know, as much as everyone wants to say, like, you know, if I had more time I could do this, it's like, you gotta make the most with the hours that you do have. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people get lost in it too. But I always thought about you in that way, because I'm like, he did say that on the first episode. He was just like, straight up, like, I work and I do this as well. So it's like, but you can do both and still make it work.
You totally can. And my thing is, your dream does not have to turn into a nightmare, because if you think about it, you don't have that funding, you don't have that support.
Exactly.
How can you positively delve into what you love if everything else around you is crumbling?
And, exactly.
You know, I'm not out here making millions of dollars, you know, with my job. I work in a very stable industry and I do okay for myself. But I'm telling you, man, if I didn't have that, it probably wouldn't be able to feed into me and to allow me to, both literally and metaphorically speaking, it wouldn't be able to, you know, feed into my spirit to allow me to have these experiences to give me the inspo to write. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
100%. And I appreciate you for sharing that, for sure, because I think a lot of people probably need to hear it as well, especially just starting the year. And if anyone's getting started in music, I think it's something to keep in mind as well. As far as on the creative side, though, for you, you know, let's just say in the past year or so, what do you think you've been doing to stay inspired, to stay creative, and to keep writing these songs that you've been doing? What has that been for you?
Well, I'm always writing. I'm always playing around with different sounds. I have honestly a shit ton of just like songs stacked up in my repertoire, in my phone, in my notes sections, in my voice recording. Because it's just what I love to do. But I will say, the thing that has been an inspiration for me personally was myself, to be completely honest. Like, a lot of my songs in the past are like breakup songs. I kind of went through like the year of the breakup. And so I really kind of pulled myself out of that. I'm like, yo, let's write some other songs from a different perspective, even though like your heart might be hurting, even though your head ain't right, you know, even though you don't feel 100. I think the beauty of being an artist is drawing inspiration from other things and not being so egocentric. Nobody wants to hear my sad sob stories all the time. Nobody wants to know that I got my heart broken. And so for me, when I wrote Redemption Story, or as Redemption Story came out, like Water, the way that it did, it really was one of those releasing songs for me. And it really was literally my moment of redemption, to be completely honest. Like, let's get rid of this old stuff. Let's start anew. Let's find the strength within myself. And let's turn a page and let's start writing different stuff, so that way he can resonate with more than just the sad people.
Yeah. It's good to kind of have the different areas of like your repertoire of your story, you know what I mean, that you can give to people as well. And it shows diversity as an artist too, I think, because like like you said, I think it's almost easy to make the same song kind of over and over, just in a different way, like over a different beat, or over a different production. But it's like you do, I think it says a lot when you're able to find those different areas of your life, or maybe stuff you haven't touched on before that you're able to put into song. And then people can hear that and, you know, relate to it and be like, wow, this person as an artist, like, they have range. You know what I mean? They're showing their range and they're showing us the different sides of their personality and what they've been through as well. Which I think, for some reason, I think R&B kind of, I don't know about now because there's so many different artists, but I think the R&B genre has always kind of been pigeonholed on, like, well, it has to be a love song every time. You know what I mean?
Because it's just,
yeah, exactly.
Like, just deep. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
There's a stigma around the genre of, like, that's what it is and that's all it is. But it's like, no, you can make different songs as an R&B artist too, or as a singer. It's just like, you gotta, you know, if it's true to you and you feel good about it, like, you put your heart into it, it's going to come out great no matter what it's about. So I think exactly. That's super important too. And definitely being able to do that. And like you said about Redemption Story, I know you dropped another song called All I Want as well in 2023. So like, give us, you know, a little bit of story behind both those songs, since they were two of the ones you dropped this year. And you know, what is the reasoning behind putting those out as opposed to whatever else you have in your back catalog?
Gotcha. Very good questions. And the thing about Redemption Story was, it just came to me. I was just playing around, and actually shout out to a couple of these producers who I've used this year, because this is the first year where my producer and I have not used everything in-house, or we have not done everything in-house. Like, I've actually gone out to different producers. So shout out to Deonso, shout out to Jofi, shout out to LAV. I appreciate you guys. But yeah, I came across this track, and I was just like, what is this? You know, you know this feeling as an artist yourself, like when it hits you, that one sound, that one noise, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Started freestyling till it came to me again, just like water. It was just like so natural. And every year for the past, I think 4 years now, I've released a song on my birthday. And so I was like, this has to be the song, you know, between just like the way it makes me feel and what I'm saying in this song is so powerful and so relatable to so many people. And again, I wanted to move away from that, from the year of the breakup, so to speak. And I wanted to kind of transition musically away from, you know, like the told me, lost me, or, you know, choose me. This was more speaking of like, hey, listen, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to pick up the pieces. Look at me. I'm okay. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to set that as that song for my birthday, but to set the tone for the rest of the year. And people really have reacted well to that song. I mean, I get people reaching out to me from the UK, from Australia, like the most random places, and they like little old me, you know what I mean? And so that was definitely a great song. Vocally, I feel like it was just very crisp, very poignant in the message I was trying to relay, that, hey, I'm my own redemption story. Mm-hmm. My redemption is within myself. So that was that. As far as All I Want, again, moving away from that, from the sadness, and I actually wanted to talk about, you know, being in love, or just like making it clear to that one that, hey, all I want is you. All I want is you. Just simple and plain. Whatever you need, I'll be there as long as I can have you. Didn't have anybody in my corner. Wasn't dating anybody. Wasn't smooching, wasn't going on any dates. But when I heard this track, again, shout out to Galevi for this one. It just spoke to me and it made me feel so bright. That's why on the cover art, there's a flower. You know, I'm a big guy, 6 foot, you know, big and tall kind of guy, but it just made me feel honestly frilly.
Yeah. It's like a delicate emotion.
Yeah, like this song got me feeling like I'm in love, and I don't even know what that feels like lately. So, yeah, man, those are two of the songs that I chose to share outside of the others, because they really spoke to me, Ant. And that's how I go about releasing music. I feel like I am, and by no means I feel like I am like even close to these people, but I feel like as far as the vibes are concerned, I release music like Sade or like Alina Baraz, or who's another artist that just releases when they want to release. Like I'm an artist like that. I feel like I don't want to release a song every month or every other week because I have access to the studio, or because I can. It has to feel right. It has to sound good. Most importantly for me, it has to sound good for me. And if it doesn't, that ain't it.
Yeah.
And for these two songs specifically, these were the ones that called to me, spoke to me, and here we are.
Yes. Hey there, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know about a couple different ways that you can support the podcast. One of the ways is by clicking that support the podcast button within your streaming platform. That is if you want to be a monthly supporter of the show. You can contribute either 99 cents, $5, or $10 a month. So that's the first way, and that's the more traditional way that we've had now for the last couple years. The other method that we actually just recently introduced is from our good friends over at Ko-fi. Ko-fi is a virtual tip jar. We have set our limit to a minimum of $10, but you can go make one-time, one-off donations. So if you visit ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast, you'll be able to donate. And all these different forms of donation go towards getting new guests every single week, getting potential sponsors on board to do giveaways, and overall just making the show better for you guys. So if you want to do that Ko-fi link, it's ko-fi.com/theprovenknowledgepodcast. Otherwise, again, look for that support the podcast button in your streaming platform if you'd like to be a monthly supporter. And I just want to say thank you guys for your contributions. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. I love it because I think it does always start with a feeling, you know what I mean, no matter what. And it's, I think from an artist's perspective, you're right. If you hear like a certain beat or production, and you're like, wow, that's really speaking to me, let me write to it. For me, I know just being a producer, it starts usually with like a sound of some sort, like a lead melody. And then I'm like, oh, well, we can create this type of vibe. Let me try to do this. But I like that too about it. I think it goes throughout the entire process from the writing to recording, releasing, like everything is about the feeling of it. And like you said, I agree with you there about you don't want to feel pressured to have to put out music because the algorithm's telling you to, or, you know, you're seeing other people release and you feel like you got to keep up with them. You're just doing your own thing. You're in your own lane. You're just focused. You're like, I got these songs. Feels good right now. We're going to do this, put this out. That's like the best thing you can do, you know, as an artist. And when you do have the full control to do it, you know, there's no better way, I think, to go about doing that. So I commend you on that, man, for sticking with that.
Thank you.
So that's super great.
Thank you so much. You know, I try not to pay so much attention to like the streams or, you know, how many people reshare, all that stuff. Like, yeah, it's nice. It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm. But I am so, I don't want to say comfortable because I can have like a negative connotation. By no means am I stagnant. Mm-hmm. But I feel so blessed, really, just to be in the position to where I can just like drop a song, release a song. And I don't want to lose that luster.
Yeah,
I really don't. And so as long as it feels good to me, and I think we touched on this last time, as long as it feels good to me, I'm just going to keep on doing it without worry of, you know, numbers or streaming revenue. You know what I mean? Like, I got like maybe 50,000 something streams on Spotify for this year. Not a whole lot of streams, but for a regular person who doesn't do any promo, who doesn't pay for people to stream his music, or doesn't like pay to be put on playlists, people are listening to my music on an organic level.
Yeah.
And to me, that means so much more than me having to pay for you to, like, why the hell would I pay you to look at me? Like, hey, look at me, look at me. No. But if my music speak, if you don't like what you hear, you don't listen to it, and that's okay, because sometimes what works for one person doesn't work for another one.
Yeah.
I feel proud that I have this opportunity to, like, have this cathartic outlet, man. You know, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this opportunity for myself. So, aside from everything else, what means the most to me when it comes to the music is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I always want to be that way. Not to say that I'm not open to constructive criticism or growth or, you know, being better, learning different techniques. But I, first and foremost, have to feel good about my craft before I can even give a damn about what anybody else thinks.
Yeah, exactly. And definitely not taking any of that for granted, too. Like you said, about even just the simple nature of being able to put up a song and have anyone in the world hear it. Like, I think about how much we take for granted and just to being able to do that,
yes.
You know what I mean? So I definitely agree there, man. And I think that's true too. You got to always do it for yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, if people appreciate the music and they become fans, like, obviously grateful, but it's like, I think we do music for ourselves first and foremost anyway, or else we would have never started to begin with, you know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely agree with that. Let's recap on 2023 as far as what you've been listening to. Like, give me some of your favorite albums of 2023 or songs, because obviously when this airs, you know, we're gonna be at the beginning of a new year. What were you listening to this past year that kind of inspired you as a fan of music?
You know, I listen to a lot of a lot of other indie artists or artists who aren't super, super famous at this point. Obviously, you know, I'm a part of the Hive, the Beehive, so I love me some Beyonce. But I can't say that that was necessarily like inspo for me because our genres are completely different. But you gotta, you know, hands down, give respect to the queen. You know, vocally, she's just what it is. But as far as some of the other artists who many people may not know a lot about, Jacob Lattimore, Brandy obviously is really, really great. There's this artist, she's an Asian artist. She sings, she's an Asian American artist. Her name is Thuy, T-H-U-Y.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like, it's like poppy-ish, R&B-ish, but her voice is like silk. I mean, I could go on and on. Did I say Jacob Lattimore already? I love him.
Yeah, Jacob Lattimore.
Emotional Oranges, they're amazing. I mean, my playlist is so eclectic. I have everything in here from Lady A to K. Michelle, to Jazz Kyrus, Babyface, even some Omarion and some Katy Perry. I mean, some Selena. I could go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. I have really eclectic ears. I just know for me what my genre or what I like to sing sounds like. So
yeah, I think Thuy, I think she's from the Bay Area. Did a song. Yeah. Do you know Rex Life Raj by chance? You ever heard of him?
I don't, but I probably know the song you're talking about.
He does, they just did a collab on his last project. He does a lot of, he raps too, but he does mostly like R&B and kind of some new wave stuff. I might have to send him your...
You'll have to send it to me.
Yeah, because yeah, I was going to say, you might like some of his music. Because he's got a range too, and he produces as well. He makes a lot of his own beats. He's got a lot of range, like vocally. Very good artist. But yeah, I know her from that, because I was like, oh yeah, they made a song together couple months ago, and I've seen people talking about her. She had some singles come out too this year that people were talking about. So
yeah, she's really really underrated young lady, and again, one of those artists who is not like super well known, and I love that about the artistry, or I love that about like Apple and Spotify and SoundCloud and all these other platforms that allow artists who honestly wouldn't have had a chance.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much music I've discovered even the last couple of years just by going on Spotify playlists or just like having something suggested to me. And I'm like, oh, who is this? They collabed with this other person that I already listened to. Now I'm a fan of them. It's like, that would have never happened back in the day for sure. So
exactly. Power of music, power of technology.
Yeah, exactly, man. So you said you have a song coming out really soon, and by the time this airs, the song will already be out. So, you know, tell us about that. What can we expect from it? What's it called? Whatever you want to reveal, now's the time, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited about this one. The name of the song is What You Want, and I thought it was kind of like a cheeky nod to All I Want, because I released a song telling somebody about like everything that I want. Now I'm asking this person to tell me what you want to make things work. And it's really like one of those, like, it's a song for the lovers, no lie. And it's, just a moment ago, we were talking shit about R&B and making songs about love, but this is one of those songs, quite honestly. And it falls into the category of when you first meet that person, whoever they are, and you get that feeling, and you guys start dating, and you guys are in puppy dog or puppy love phase, anything they want, you're going to give it to them. Whether it's, you know, there's a lyric in the song where it says, you want the keys, you want the card, you want my love, I'm about ready to give you all of the above. You know, like, that is something that I feel like is so relatable, because me and this person, or you and that person, might not be together 6 months from now, but here in this moment, just like, hey, tell me what you want. Anything you want, I got you. You want my loving, you want this, you want that, I got you. So yeah, just really, 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 really cool song. Came to me completely as a freestyle, and that's another thing about music or songs. When I release them, when they come to me so easy, I feel like this is one that I have to release. This is one that was so heartfelt because I didn't have to pause and write or pause and change this. I just pushed play on the track, heard it randomly, pushed play on it, recorded it, freestyled on it, and I was like, oh shit, the words are rhyming. So this is a song.
One thing kind of just led to another, and then there you go, you got the final product. So
definitely. Yeah. And so this is the last song of the year. It'll be out, like you said, by the time this airs, it'll have already been out, but it's coming out December 22nd, which is this Friday. I figured, why not release it, you know, over the holiday weekend when you're laid up with your boo opening Christmas presents or holiday presents or whatever, like push that and ask them, tell me what you want.
Absolutely. Now, would you consider it a part two to All I Want, or it's its own, like, do you think both songs kind of stand alone as their own separate things, or they kind of play off of one another a little bit? Like, what would you say?
They're definitely very different songs.
Okay.
I could have went different ways or different way with the title of What You Want, but I thought it was, again, like a cheeky nod to All I Want. But the difference between All I Want is me literally saying, like, hey, all I want, you're all I think of, you're it. Whereas in the other song, it's coming from a place of, you know, tell me what you want so that way I can keep you around, or, you know, tell me what you want so that way we can make this work kind of deal. So I guess when I say it out loud, I guess there are some similarities there, but the message is a little bit different.
Yeah. I always gotta make sure, because I'm like, I know artists' like vision is a little bit different. Even when the listeners hear it, they might interpret one thing, and then ask the artist will be like, no, that's not what I meant, or that's not at all what I meant, or whatever. So, but yeah.
Well, to be clear for this one, I think the cool thing about this song is that I'm just trying to convey this message of, I am so attracted to the very simple things you do. There's a lyric when the first verse comes on, it goes, it's the way you move your body when your song comes on. It's giving me vibes. Just like those simple things. I'm watching you dance, or like, I want to hold your hand. I'm proud to be around you and say that I'm your man. It's not even anything super sexual. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't even have to go on. It didn't even have to air on that side of things. It's just really that simple feeling of when you're in that new relationship, and that person can fucking eat a piece of chicken strip off of the ground, and you're still going to be like, oh, that's still mine. That person's still mine, you know? Yeah. And that's what it really speaks to. Just like that new beginning of a relationship where everything is so perfect, and, you know, like, whatever you're asking of me, you're going to get it, because I already told you that you're all I want, but you tell me what you want, and then we'll make it work, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely excited to hear that, man. It sounds like a great way to kind of, you know, go into the new year, kick off with some fresh energy as well. So that's exciting.
Yeah, excited.
Awesome, man. And what else do you have planned? Like, what would you say is a big goal for you in 2024? Could be within music or just anything else, life in general.
Well, for 2024, my plan is to perform a bit more. I performed twice this year, very small venues, very grateful for them nonetheless. But next year, I would not mind performing a little bit more. I'm going to be releasing another song in January, if not by February. I'm really excited about this one because the sound is completely different. It's very guitar driven. It almost gives you this like alternative rock kind of feeling. Very subtle, alternative pop. We'll say that. But I just figured like the juxtaposition between that sound on top of like my typically R&B vocals would be so dope. The name of that song is Fight For You. Not completely finished with it yet, but I definitely know that's in the works for 2024. I have been a Texas resident for over 9 years at this point, and my goal for 2024 also is to relocate. So I'm thinking California, the Bay Area, New York, Brooklyn-ish area. I have family and friends in both of those areas, and my job, my moneymaker, is very liberal, and they allow that. So just between my ascension when it comes to my professional life, and being more experimental with the music and performing more, I can see that 2024 is going to be one of those years where, at least it seems like it's going to be a good one. So let me knock on wood.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a lot of big moves there. So early congrats on all of it, man. I'm sure it's all going to go
super smooth.
So that's super great to hear. And you know, what do you think are some final words of wisdom you have today for the listeners, maybe something to keep in mind as we start 2024?
Really good question. I like when you asked this the last time. And I think I'm going to stick with my response from our first podcast interview, which is just to have fun and to do it from the heart. If it becomes, or if it feels like it's a job or something that you're dreading, it might not be for you. But if you can hold on to that excitement and to that passion and to that little boy, a little girl who you were when you were a little boy and a little girl, and that reminder back then told you why you love music, if you hold on to that, you know, like, just have fun. Be that little kid. Don't put a lot into it. You might blow up, you might not blow up, But the bottom line is just to do it for you and to have fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got to say, they'll never get tired of hearing that one, I don't think. That's words of wisdom I want to hear every day of my life, honestly, as a creative. So, you know, I don't think they get tired of it. Absolutely, man. Well, I got to say, you know, once again, appreciate you for stopping back, being on this one, man, and always down to do a part three, too, if you ever want to. So just let me know. But early congrats on everything you got coming up this year, and thanks again, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, I fully intend on working with you at some point. I know that you have been turning out a lot of your productions. And so that is in the pipeline, and maybe that can be something we can collab on and then get up on here and discuss once again. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. It's all about timing, as we know. So we'll get it. We'll get it done soon.
All about timing.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. That was episode 189. We'll be back this time next week. As always, hit the support button on your podcast streaming platform if you'd like to send us any funds. And feel free to leave us that 5-star rating if you enjoyed today's episode. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone.